The spirits first bring our attention in this questions about how do we reclaim the healing power of our words? How do we use language and conversations, our inner conversations and our conversations with others? How do we use this for the purposes of healing and regeneration and creating a balance? The first place the spirits draw our attention is they're describing how they see where we are. This is a collective way as humans that we are using energy. We are using life energy to feed addiction. So we have this great source of life energy that we can access. We have our own personal passions in life, and that could be directed in all kinds of ways. From the Katase perspective, when we're connecting with life energy, it's healing. It's naturally bringing us healing, supporting the shedding of what doesn't belong, and rebalancing, reconnecting, reweaving us and our connection with all others. And our personal passion has something to do with why you're here on the planet and what your life is about and how to express that and live that and feel that. Just like the way a coyote is here to be coyote, the personal passion, the life energy of coyote is aimed entirely in that direction without distortion, just pure coyote. And that's how we can live too, pure human. But this is a humanness that is not confined and boxed in by all the systems of judgment and hierarchy, which the spirits are saying in this part of the ceremony, that the judgments are what are distorting our use of life energy and confusing us about what is actual passion for living. And we aim all of that into addictive patterns of speaking, addictive patterns of use of words. And this is a way of using words and living that's actually going against life. These are harsh, harming words that keep the hierarchies in place. Who's getting put down? Who's put up on a pedestal as better? Some of the addictive patterns we have with language are boxing ourselves in, how we're talking to ourselves on the inside, boxing in with judgments of shoulds and supposed tos, or should nots and not supposed to. That isn't a genuine understanding of who you are and why you're here. That has confinements built into it, judgments and expectations built into it. And then we can communicate with others in the same kind of way, overlay shoulds and supposed tos, determine and use language that indicates who's less and unworthy and who's better and is taking power over. We can use language to control ourselves and others with fear. We can use language to silence. Language and words can be used to debate till the end of time. Warring and battling, to simply be fighting about who's right and who's wrong. In an addictive pattern, there's no resolution. Addictions don't come to resolution. Addictions go on and on and on, repeating and repeating and repeating. So this is where the spirits say we're beginning in this place we are currently in our existence as humans, and have been for a while. Not every single human, not every single thing that's been shared, but in a predominant collective kind of way, that we are using addictive patterns of communication that are actually distortions. They're using life energy to create harm, to keep hierarchies in place, to make more hierarchies, to keep judgments alive, make more judgments, and those influence our personal relationships, the groups that we create, the social systems that get built. So this is what's ready to be undone from. And there's a spirit nearby. This whole conversation here in the ceremonial bone throwing that is talking about it's time for a really big change around this, that it's simply time, all in the natural cycles of things. It's not something being forced or nobody's mandating it. There's actually an inner calling to pursue a change around this pattern. And the spirits have more to share with us about the how.